This is Dr. Thaklamo. The next patient is Joyce Hill, H-I-L-L, Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E. Please address this to Dr. Arlandori, Dr. of Chiropractor. Dear Dr. Dori, thank you very much. Allow me to put in the care of your patient, Mrs. Hill, who I've seen today for a follow-up visit. We discussed about her current condition. Mrs. Hill is very happy about the progress that she's making. She tells me that her shoulder pain has improved, but she still does have a problem with her lower back, period. She tells me that her lower back tends to radiate down to her lower extremities periodically with numbness and tingling sensation, particularly when she's standing for too long or sitting for too long, period. Otherwise, all the patient tells me that the physical therapy has been very beneficial and helpful, and it's helping her to get better, and she's noticing that too, period. Physical examination revealed the patient left with MCC, she's AFI, vital signs are stable, medical stable, neurological, she's a tachycardic, it's good, she's walking independently without the assistive device. She's not using a cane or walker, straight leg raise where equivocal in examination, in today's examination, but the patient has significant pain in extension of the lumbar spine compared to the flexion. Also, there's increased pain with side bending, rotations, period. Her lumbar flexions were limited to approximately 50 degrees actively, while extension limited to 20 degrees side bending to right and left, 20 degrees rotation to right and left, 15 degrees, period. Shoulder range of motion actively and passively appears to be doing much, much better, assuming its functionalities, period. The physical assessment is the status postmortem vehicle accident with shoulder and lower back pain. The shoulder pain appears to be improving. The lower back pain is still a problem, period. Number two is the patient may be suffering from disc-related pain or radicular pain, nerve root rotation, period. Number three, facet arthrosis, arthropathy, and spinosteosis cannot be ruled out. And degenerative disc disease also, period. The recommendation to continue her physical therapy program, which seems to be helping her. The patient is also very encouraged with the progress that she's making, period. She should undergo, however, she should undergo MRI of the lumbar spine, and also she should undergo nerve conduction EMG studies of upper lower extremities. The reason for this is because the patient is complaining of neck pain, which tends to radiate into the shoulders periodically passing the shoulder to period. Therefore, and also the patient is complaining of lower back pain with numbness feeling down her feet periodically, period. Therefore, EMG is indicated to rule out neuropathy or radiculopathy, period. This concludes. Thank you very much.